From the KBUT studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Monday, November 30th. State lawmakers are returning to the Capitol today to start a special session focusing on coronavirus relief spending. KBUT's Scott Franz has more on what is at stake.
Governor Jared Polis is asking for a stimulus plan worth more than $200 million to help residents get through a tough winter. It would let restaurant owners keep sales tax that would normally go to the state and expand broadband to more students. Meanwhile, unemployment numbers have been rising ahead of the special session. Senate President Leroy Garcia says Colorado cannot wait any longer for Congress to help.
Families are on the edge of homelessness. Parents are anxious, struggling with their working from home without childcare.
Lawmakers say they can afford the stimulus because of stronger than expected sales and income tax collections, but they say it will not be as effective as aid provided by the federal government. The special session will last at least 3 days. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Governor Jared Polis says his COVID-19 diagnosis will not interfere with the special legislative session that starts today. Colorado lawmakers are meeting to build an economic relief package for those hit hardest by the pandemic, just days after the governor and his partner tested positive for the virus. Polis told Colorado Matters that he feels okay and that the legislature has plans for those who will participate remotely.
I can sign a bill that's delivered to me and without contact. I can go out, grab it, sign it, put it back, spray it with Lysol, and then put it back out.
Polis says he doesn't know how he got the virus, but that he's grateful he didn't spend Thanksgiving with his parents. They're in their 70s and at higher risk for COVID-19. Gunnison County health officials say that roughly half of all confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Gunnison County have been discovered in the past 6 weeks. During that time, the local healthcare system has seen very few patients with COVID-related symptoms. Under local public health orders, Gunnison County remains in the blue level, with certain modifications made to align with statewide orders. Montrose County will close its drive-through testing site for COVID-19 at the end of December. Testing will be instead offered mainly by clinics and primary care providers, and not by the county. Dr. Joe Andragna is the pandemic emergency medical specialist for the county's health department. He spoke at a county meeting last week.
Never in modern history has mass testing been conducted by public health on such a scale and for such duration. This is not the primary function of public health, but rather the medical community.
Andragna adds that he thinks a testing-based approach to the virus is not helpful. He says safety protocols are much more important, including quarantining people who have been exposed to the virus. Coloradans may get new help from the state with rent and mortgage bills. Andrew Kenny has more.
The latest wave of the pandemic is hitting Colorado just as federal benefits start to run out. Tens of thousands of people are set to lose unemployment benefits, and the federal moratorium on eviction also may expire at the end of December. Colorado lawmakers will try to soften the blow with state-level spending, including about $50 million to help people pay rent and mortgage bills. That comes on top of $30 million that the state already dedicated to the cause earlier in the pandemic. Homeowners, landlords, and renters can already apply to the programs known as EHAP and POP. The new money is one of the biggest spending items proposed for the special legislative session that begins Monday, and it could help tens of thousands of households. But in the big picture, the state government can spend only a fraction of what Congress can. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And you're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.